Several marginal seats in Queensland, including Capricornia, will prove crucial to the re-election of the Turnbull government when voters head to the polls in less than 2 weeks. For more on how the Coalition's fortunes are shaping up in the Sunshine State, I'm joined live from our Brisbane studio by Queensland's senior Liberal Senator and the Attorney-General, George Brandis. Senator Brandis, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Michael.
You've been here to Rockhampton a couple of times, I believe, in the campaign so far. This is the most marginal seat in Queensland, but there are a few others. You're obviously still concerned about this one, though.
Well, Capricornia is, as you rightly say, one of the most marginal seats in the country, so naturally the electoral battle is fought in the marginal seats. But if I can say something about Capricornia, and it came out in your previous report, there is no doubt that the end of the mining boom has led to an economic downturn in central Queensland. And that is why people in Capricornia and elsewhere in central Queensland too are so desperate for a government that will protect their jobs and create new opportunities for jobs in the future. And that is why the Turnbull government's message of jobs and growth and its six-point economic plan is so important to them. Now, Michael, in Capricornia, there is a particular regional peculiarity, and that is the Adani mine. We know that Adani, the massive Indian coal company, wants to develop the Carmichael mine, which, according to some estimates, could generate up to 10,000 jobs. And people in Rockhampton know that, and they know that the Greens are doing everything they possibly can to prevent the development of the Adani mine. They see their future prosperity as being bound up in the development of the Adani mine, and they know that if there were to be a Labor-Greens government, that would be the end of the Adani mine, that would be the end of coal mining in central Queensland, and that would be the end of their best shot at economic prosperity in the future.
Okay, those figures on the amount of jobs from the Adani mine are hotly contested, as I'm sure you're aware.
I said that's one estimate.
Yes,
but there's no contest, by the way, Michael, that whether the figure is 10,000 jobs or whether that is at the high end, there is no doubt that if the Adani mine goes ahead, that will revive the economy of central Queensland and create many thousands of jobs.
So is that the biggest answer? I mean, clearly unemployment is a big problem. There's a lot of talk about transition and innovation. Coal mining doesn't sound like innovation to a lot of people.
Well, I tell you what, if you were a person in Rockhampton who was wondering where your next job was coming from and you had the prospect of one of Australia's largest ever coal projects with a very, very long lifespan being developed and reviving the regional economy, and you saw the Greens in particular doing their level best to stop it happening, and when you saw one of Labor's senior Queensland frontbenchers, Terry Butler, say on Q&A, as she did a few weeks ago, that a federal Labor government did not support the Adani mine, then that's what you'd be worried about.
You still haven't convinced, a majority of the voters yet. You heard the people in that package. There are other issues there as well as employment, clearly, in regional and rural Australia.
Well, Michael, can I just make this point to you, though, please?
Sure.
There always is a basket of issues in any federal election campaign. But in this part of Australia, I can assure you, having, as you note, been a fairly frequent visitor to Rockhampton, that the issue of jobs and employment and where the jobs of the future are coming from is the biggest single issue on people's minds.
But are the jobs of the future, is it coming from coal mining, is it?
Well, in that part of Australia, yes, because of the project of which we have been speaking.
And is that a long-term proposition? We all talk constantly about the role of coal in the future and the declining demand over time.
This is not an academic discussion about the role of coal in the future. This is a very practical discussion about the fact that one of the largest coal companies in the world, Adani, develop one of the largest coal mines in Australia, in this region of Australia, and if they get the green light to do that, that will secure the economic future of people in Rockhampton and people in central Queensland. It will secure their jobs in the future, and that's what they're concerned about.
Okay, can I ask you about the Senate, which clearly is going to be an interesting play here in Queensland? It does look like Pauline Hanson may even get in again, perhaps a few other minor candidates as well in Queensland. Did you imagine that was going to happen when you called a double dissolution election?
Look, Michael, what I think people have seen in the Senate in the last 3 years with the eight crossbenchers has been a chaos and dysfunction because of the minor and micro parties. And what I would say to the people of Queensland and to all your listeners around the country is that if you want stable government in the next term of Parliament, it's not just enough to re-elect the Turnbull government. It's also important to elect a Senate which will be able to deal with the important reforms, with the important legislation, in a way in which the Senate in the last Parliament was unable to deal with them.
Can I ask you a couple of quick questions on other issues of the day? The plebiscite on same-sex marriage, which was brought up again last night by the Prime Minister, in the questioning at Q&A.
Yes.
Catherine King told this program yesterday that Labor wouldn't support a plebiscite when it comes to a vote. What's Plan B?
I'm not getting into hypotheticals, Michael. The Turnbull government's position on this is perfectly clear. We believe that there should be a plebiscite so that all Australians can have their say, and that is what Australians want. If you look at the polling...
So you would consider re-election
indeed we would, but if I may finish my answer, more than two-thirds of people, if asked, whether they think a plebiscite is the right way to handle this issue, agree that it is. So that's what the public want. It's what we are pledged to do. And if we're re-elected, we will be, as the Prime Minister said yesterday, very early in the new Parliament, introducing legislation to enable a plebiscite to be held before the end of this year, which is something I've been saying for quite some time. I'm confident, as a supporter of same-sex marriage, I'm confident that there will be a yes vote in that plebiscite and that the Parliament will then move very swiftly to implement the will of the people.
Okay, George Brandis, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Senator George Brandis, the senior Queensland Liberal.